This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The Election Commission has asked RJD leader and former Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Tejaswi Prasad Yadav to furnish details about the voter ID displayed by him at a press conference amid allegation of possessing two electors' photo identity cards, EPICs. The Electoral Registration Officer of the Diga Assembly constituency in Bihar stated that the voter ID card shown by Mr. Yadav at the press meet on Saturday was not issued by the Election Commission. The BJP has alleged that Rashtriya Janata Dal RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav has committed a crime by keeping two voter IDs, noting that his EPIC number he cited at a press conference was different from the one he officially carries. Briefing media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra asked whether Mr. Yadav has presented wrong facts to the Election Commission. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing, modernizing and expanding the railway network and ensuring safety and cleanliness in railways. The minister was speaking after flagging off the Bhavnagar-Ayodhya-Kant weekly train from Bhavnagar Railway Station in Gujarat yesterday. On the occasion, the minister also virtually inaugurated two other trains between Rewa and Pune and Jabalpur and Raipur. Mr. Vaishnav said the redevelopment of 1,300 stations in the country is the largest ever station redevelopment project in the world.
बहुत ही गौरव की बात है कि माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के बड़े विजन के साथ रेलवे में एक बड़ा परिवर्तन हो रहा है नई पटरियां बन रही है नई तरह की ट्रेन आ रही है ट्रेन को साफ रखना स्टेशन को साफ रखना नए स्टेशन बनाना कई तरह के काम हाथ में लिए गए हैं और आज बहुत खुशी की बात है कि भावनगर से अयोध्या धाम को जोड़ने वाली नई ट्रेन आज चालू हुई है मध्य प्रदेश में दो गाड़ियां रवाना हुई है एक रीवा से पुणे और दूसरी जबलपुर से रायपुर
Later in the day, addressing the Viksit Bharat Samvad in Bhavnagar, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted India's surging economic strength and technological progress post-pandemic and urged citizens to join the national mission for a developed India. Philippines President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. will be on a five-day state visit to India from today. He will be accompanied by First Lady Madam Luis Arnita Marcos, and a high-level delegation including several cabinet ministers, other dignitaries and senior officials in addition to business representatives. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India since assumption of office of the President of the Philippines. During the visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Marcos are scheduled to hold bilateral discussions. President Marcos will also be meeting President Draupadi Murmu. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is also scheduled to call on President Marcos during this visit. President Marcos will also visit Bengaluru before returning to the Philippines on the 8th of this month. The first ever BIMSTEC traditional music festival will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will inaugurate the event. Artists from India, Bangladesh, Bhutan, Myanmar, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand will perform at the musical evening. Organized by the Indian Council for Cultural Relations, ICCR, the festival called Sapta Sur, Seven Nations, One Melody, will witness celebration of distinct musical traditions of the seven BIMSTEC countries. This inaugural edition marks a significant cultural milestone in BIMSTEC cooperation. In cricket, the dramatic fifth and final test between India and England at the Oval will move on to day five today as bad light and eventual rain force stumps to be taken early. England has tightened its grip, chasing a steep target of 374 set by India, centuries by Harry Brook and Joe Root helped host England to reach 339 for six. And that's the end of this news bulletin.